Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Lost to get to five games in the NHL last night. Two all-Canadian matchups. Raptors looking to extend their win streak to four. LFG! And, of course, waiting on some injury news on a Flames forward, which is where we start in the Pinder Report.
Took a licking and kept on ticking.
Yeah, that's right, Dylan Dubé. Not much clarity yesterday from Coach Ward.
What's the latest, or what can you tell us about Dylan Dubé?
Day-to-day. There's nothing there that we feel is serious.
Do you expect him to miss games, or do you think he might be an option this weekend?
Well, we got a long way to that game, so right now he's an option. But we'll see as the week progresses.
Boy, those are exciting Zoom calls, hey? Just scintillating.
Yeah, do you think
I mean, if you can't book yourself in on last minute to the dentist, you could always jump on those Zoom calls.
Can I get in there? Like, can we do this? Do we have access?
So do you think he'll be an option?
Might play, or,
do you expect him to...
Any games?
I think it's maybe okay to play.
Where's Jake Voracek? We need to spice these things up, huh? Huh?
Yeah, where is Jake?
I wasn't even going to answer your question because you are such a weasel. It's not even funny.
See, that's the Zoom call we need.
That's next question.
Huh? Next question. Lower body.
So it doesn't matter what you say.
That's what we need.
I feel like Marty was maybe even a little more open and specific with us yesterday on the Dubé injury.
Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah.
Still 3 days until their next game, Dean. Sunday afternoon against Toronto.
WTF.
Fans. Yeah, exactly. Flames fans hoping Dubé can BRB by then. Speaking of the Leafs, they were in action last night as we get to the rest of the NHL slate.
Down low, centering pass for Nugent Hopkins. Shot scores from the left wing side. Leon Draisaitl got a bit of a break as the shot went off a skate.
Yeah, well, he's owed a break. He's goalless to start the season. There's his first. And, you know, hey, we'll see, Rhett.
Perfect for cold nights filled with warm conversation.
And more conversation. We'll see. Huh?
Draisaitl? Let's see.
One
let's
goal. We'll see.
See.
Mm-hmm. TTYL. Joe Thornton out. He's going to miss some time. Oh, no. That's not good.
Oh, no.
Ribs.
Real rib tickler.
Ribs.
I wonder if he's in Drew Brees category. More on him in a moment. Whew. Punctured lung, 11 ribs. Eesh. Oilers win 3-1. Big one. Let's go to St. Louis. They needed a shootout between the Blues and Sharks.
Sharks. Now Hurdle as we come to the end of round four here. And the Sharks win in St. Louis.
I just love it, the way that play-by-play broadcasters can paint a picture. You're not there, and just with their words, you can see Hurdle coming in. One more
come
time.
Come to the end of round four here.
Wow.
Yeah, you could just... Whoa.
Dude, whoa. Let it breathe.
I got a lot to say here.
Yeah, you really got a sense for the move.
It is radio, right? Like, people can't see it.
No,
it's theater of the mind, guys. Theater of the mind. The most powerful medium.
Come to the end of round four here.
Uh-huh. What is it we're paying you for?
Scores.
Scores. I didn't really, it didn't hit me until you... Is there any way they're simulcasting a TV...
I don't know that people on TV would be bothered if you said went to the forehand or coming in on the deke or winds up with a clapper. Like, give us something.
Come to Crypt. The end of round four here.
Let it finish. Let it
what
finish.
What would you say? I'm you do here.
2-1. Sharks beat the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Off we go to Orange County. The Wild have been on a big California swing to start the year, and I think Joel Eriksson-Ek likes that.
Kaprizov back to Greenway. Got it in front, and Eriksson-Ek rips it home.
Kirill Kaprizov just ruining our Tuesday night in Minnesota jokes that have been so good for so long. He's fun. Minnesota wins 3-2. He got a helper on that game-winning goal. Vancouver, the late one. What a wild one indeed. It looked like the Habs had a late winner in regulation, but no. Besser would tie the game with his second, and off we go to extra time.
Dangling in, shoot, scores.
See, dangling in.
Two goals in the game and a goal in the shootout. What a great game for the captain.
Yeah, what a great game, dangling in. At least we can try to imagine what the player did between the faceoff dot and a goal, huh?
And he scores! And
Yeah, one's better than the other. Horvat, the shootout winner to go with, well, I call the shootout winners SOGWGs, right? Pair and regulation and helper as well. Toffoli, the first ever hat trick for a former Canuck in his first game back to the
Schwags.
Canucks. OMG. Arizona, they fall in Vegas 5-2.
Tuck, steaming down the wing, has a step, backhand!
One, two, three for Tuck. Pick him up! And yes, the Capitals fined $100,000 for violating COVID protocols because Netsov, Ovi, Samsonov, and Orlov all gathering in the same hotel room. I'm sure Don Cherry would have nothing to say about this at all and would not have even noticed anything those four players share in common. Tonight, 5 o'clock slate, Flyers and Bruins.
This team plays with a lot of heart.
Both teams play with heart because, you know, Philly's got the goalie. Devils and Islanders.
We're the Devils!
The Jets! Yeah, we get it, buddy. The Jets and Senators, their second of a two-game set.
I'm in Ottawa. How are you doing?
Shooting for the Stanley Cup.
Love
no
it.
Less.
Yeah. Tampa, Columbus.
Ball's as big as the building.
7:30, Montreal and Vancouver again. That's Josh Anderson, really impressed how quickly he's immersed himself in the language. Certainly frustrated about that shootout loss. 8 o'clock, Colorado against Los Angeles. That's on Sportsnet West. And Florida, Carolina, Rhett, PPD.
Not the day.
Good. I love the PPDs.
Yeah, there you go. Major League Baseball. Things in Jays land. Whew, a little crazy. Last 2 days, pretty emphatic 180. They've lost the offseason to sign everyone. It's wild swings, and it nearly got wilder. Many Jays fans weren't asking what was next after George Springer, after that six-year, $150 million deal. But the bigger and more important question, how many hours of sustained excitement before you're supposed to see a doctor? I believe the answer is 4. And we nearly flooded the healthcare system as just hours after the George Springer deal yesterday morning, hours after our show, it appeared his BFF rat, Michael Brantley, was in agreement with the club on a 3-year deal. Luckily for all of us, in a strained healthcare system, that was not the case. He returns to Houston, the 34-year-old, getting $32 million over the next 2 years. Jay Happ, 1-year deal with the Twins, $8 million. Jose Quintana, 1 year, $8 million. He goes to the Angels, Happ to the Twins. And apparently, a lot of interest and attention focusing on the top remaining starter, Trevor Bauer, and reliever Brad Hand, both tied to the Jays, because are you really a free agent if you're not tied to the Jays, right? Like, how would you feel if you're a free agent and the Jays aren't in on you? I mean, geez, like...
Because we're in on everybody.
Maybe it's done. Maybe it's time to hang up the cleats here.
Have we... Hey, agent, have we heard from Shapiro or Atkins? Because I heard they're in on everybody.
I think Phil Rivers, when the Jays didn't call, knew it was time.
Yeah, they had to tell... So, listen, Mark, he's retired. Dadgummit.
Dadgummit coming up. Hang on. NFL news, we can tell you a little bit. Mahomes did take part in practice yesterday for the Chiefs, but still in the protocol. He's on track to play this weekend. That was what we expected yesterday morning at this time, so nothing huge there. And in the NFC Championship game, well, not a team that's there, but one that nearly was. If the Bucks felt like Drew Brees was off last weekend, there's all kinds of reasons why. His wife wrote an open letter to him on Instagram and stated this. He played the entire season with a torn rotator cuff. We all know about the 11 broken ribs and punctured lung he suffered that cost him time mid-season, and he had torn fascia in his foot. Oh. Fascia. And speaking of old guys and maybe time to hang it up, Phil Rivers actually took Drew Brees' job in San Diego. I don't know how many non-Chargers fans remember that. He's retired. 17 seasons, the Chargers' all-time leader in wins, passing yards, touchdowns. He started 240 straight games and famously played with a torn ACL in the AFC Championship game against the Patriots, when if all Marlon McCree did was drop to a knee, they would have won, but instead tried to return a pick, and the Patriots got it back and they won. Sit down, Marlon. Anyway, don't remember that game very well. Fifth in league history with 63,000 passing yards and 421 touchdowns. That's a lot. But all that and zero cuss words.
Dang it.
Dang, dang it. Golly. Shoot. Crap.
That's the only ball thrown tonight worth the crap.
Dadgummit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't swear.
Does not curse.
Golly. Dadgummit.
Dadgummit. I mean, it's real.
That's who he is. It's amazing.
It feels like that would be like a Simpson character,
shoot.
Right? Like some guy that doesn't swear be out of a cartoon or something. No, that's Phil.
And it took too long for people to realize this. Everyone's like, this guy is just a total loser. Look at him yelling and yipping, and there's memes of his face on the sideline, and he's such a whiner. And it took us like 15 years into his 17-year career to realize, like, this guy's like the biggest Southern beauty of all time, and he can't swear and has 9 kids.
I was going to say, and if there's a guy that has the right to just curse a blue streak, it'd be that guy when he's got 9 kids.
He's got 18 sets of ears he can't be influencing. That's why he doesn't swear. Right?
For me, it'd be mixing in words that weren't swears or curse words. If you could just clean it up a little bit, Dad, that'd be great.
Phil saying crap in here feels edgy.
Dang it. Dang, dang it. Golly. Shoot. Crap.
What? That's the only ball thrown tonight worth the crap.
Dadgummit.
Like
it
crap,
is. That's a
crap feels
one.
Like a lot.
That's a four-letter word right there.
He's out of 10.
And I love the drawl on the golly.
Golly.
Golly. Is that Roscoe
golly.
Out of Dukes of Hazzard or something?
Dadgummit.
Dang you.
Dadgummit.
How is this guy not like a cult hero? Instead, every NFL fan hates this guy. Come on.
Yeah. Well,
he's gone now.
You were one of them when he was your quarterback.
Oh, we had some good times, but again, it's that AFC Championship game against the Patriots. That was your year.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Stupid Marlon McCree. Okay, NBA time. Let's go. Raptors winning streak's over, Rhett. 3 games. That's it. They lose to the Heat, I believe 111-102, if not. That sounds close. Van Vliet, 24 in the loss.
Not enough.
And the question remains, Rhett, are you off the wagon again?
I think so. It was a...
You were on for
it
one game.
It was very fickle yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was more to support the Jays than the whole Toronto the North thing.
That makes a lot of sense.
They're
now 5-9. They'll play the Heat again tomorrow. If they win, maybe you get back on?
They're not going to beat the Heat. The Heat's going to pump them, so I don't have to worry about that.
Kyrie Irving returned to the Nets, but Brooklyn fell in double overtime to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. The enigmatic guard dropped 37 points. Durant had 38, and Harden added 21. The first time the three-headed monsters operated together on the floor. Wizards have their 6th straight game canceled due to COVID. That's not good. They were set to play the Bucks tomorrow. 6 in a row. Who wiped off the sked? And in that COVID news, in the last week, 502 NBA players, 11 have tested positive. They're announcing their testing results weekly, just as the NHL is. As well. Finally, the PGA Tour, the American Express, is about to start this morning. Normally a Pro-Am played on 3 courses in La Quinta, California. The cut would be after 3 rounds, but no, not this year. No amateurs, no Pro-Am, just 2 courses, cut after 36 holes, not 54. And yeah, to La Quinta, California, where 2 very famous things happened. My wife tells me The Bachelor was filmed there, and... I remember you guys got hammered on tequila and sang old country and western songs together maybe 5 years ago.
Really?
I'm drunk right now.
Is that not the case?
I remember the drinking and the country music for sure, yeah.
Was it La Quinta? Was it not La Quinta?
No, that was Palm Springs.
Yeah, that's where La Quinta is, yeah.
Which is in La Quinta, yeah. La Quinta's
okay,
in Palm Springs.
So Mama tried
was it remember tequila, the old casitas? I didn't think it was tequila. I
don't know what. I thought it was a big bottle of the Sailor. I thought that was Sailor Jerry. Yeah.
No, sorry. I painted the wrong picture here.
That was, that was an interesting night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to know. Patrick Cantlay, your favorite. John Rahm is withdrawn, and there are 5 Canadians in the field. Adam Hadwin, Roger Sloan, Michael Gligich, and David Hearn, Nick Taylor. McTaylor, 110-1. $1 down on him. Let's go, buddy. It's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.